This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, and old Assfoot has made a scene rolling into Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. It's our Buckets and Bets event at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. And Crowder, you weren't here yesterday, but it was absolutely awesome. Day one and day two is fixing to be even better as the tournament gets underway. But you roll up in your wheelchair. And I feel like most people thought you were joking. You're on a wheelchair. You're in a wheelchair.
And they don't respect my wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah.
See, they overly respect my wheelchair sometimes.
But it is bizarre because we're on a stage here at our Buckets and Bets live recording booth. We're on a stage. There's steps. It is bizarre to see you roll in through the entire event in a wheelchair and then get up and walk up onto stage and sit down.
That's when people are confused.
Uh-huh, yeah. I'm not going to lie. It is a little bit bizarre.
What happens is they're called stress fractures.
Yeah, yeah.
So it just hurts like hell. So if struck, they can structurally maintain.
Gotcha, gotcha.
But it hurts like all get up. So I don't want to walk from the valet all the way here.
Uh-huh.
But once I get here, I can take 5 or 6 steps and get up on.
Gotcha,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
So are you good? Are you feeling good? I'm trying to. Dan and Jimmy are back in the studio, guys. I'm trying to help Crowder, like walk
don't
up the steps.
Me.
I lend him a hand. I'm just being a good friend. You know, I'm being a good friend. And he slaps my hand away. He says, "Don't touch me."
I'm a man.
But you're hurt.
I have a beard.
You're hurt. I've got a beard, too. You're hurt.
I don't need
you're,
no
you're
help.
In a wheelchair. Like, I'm not making you out to be a charity case. I'm just trying to lend a helping hand. That's it.
So I'm coming past. I come in the valet. I'm wheeling. Rolling. I don't know the correct wheelchair link.
Vernacular.
Uh-huh. Yeah, vernacular. Yeah, no. That's a good word.
Yeah.
Vernacular. I don't know. So I'm rolling up to the event. And I see Joe Rose. And first thing Joe Rose does is fall out on the ground laughing at me. Then he's like, "Hey, bro, you want me to push you?" "No, I don't want you to push me." What does that look like? Joe Rose is pushing me.
Nah, you should let him push you.
No, I said,
yeah,
I'm going
to roll him push you. Let him push
myself because I'm a grown man.
Let him push
and
you.
And I decide upon it. See, we talked about this a lot. I believe in consequences and repercussions of life.
Right.
This wasn't I got in a car accident. I did a toe touch.
You did.
Fell and broke my heel.
Yeah.
So now I have to go through the repercussions of wheeling myself around, being stank because this wheelchair life is stinks up your underarms, man.
Oh,
I'm already sweating.
Yeah.
And I have to deal with that. So next time somebody asks me to do a toe touch, the consequences of my first toe touch will discourage the second toe touch.
Your triceps on fire, I bet.
Man, it's crazy. My arms are going to be sculpted after I get out of this damn wheelchair.
So you've been flying around, for those of you who maybe haven't been tuned in all week, you were in L.A. on Monday.
Yeah.
You flew back to Miami, to South Florida. Then you were in Nashville Wednesday, and then you flew back to South Florida. You've been in a wheelchair throughout this entire process?
The getting... Like, from the gate to the – from the security to the gate, it's easy to get a wheelchair. But if you go from gate to, you know, gate out of the airport, and then you have to schedule it and all that stuff. So I get an easy wheelchair to the gate, and then after I get off the plane, I just walk so slow that, like, the Uber drivers are calling me and stuff, and I'm like, "Hey, man, I'll be there in, like, 35 minutes. It's like, 35 minutes? this is the Nashville airport. I'm like, bro, I'll be there 35 minutes, mm-hmm. man. And I just walk on the right side real, real slow.
Right.
And I lean on the wall and make sure I
– At your own pace. At your own pace. Your leisurely pace.
You know what this has done, this injury? It's taught me to take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
No rush. There's no rush in life.
Well, there is. We start at 2, so there's a little bit of rush.
I got here at 1:40.
And it's weird because, like, I want to make fun of Crowder, but you can't make fun of anybody in a wheelchair. And I'm very respectful to that. But also, you gave me living hell for 2 years after tearing my ACL and being in crutches and asking for help, because that's normal, asking for help,
yeah.
That now I want to make fun of you. I see you roll up or wheel up into this event in a wheelchair, and I want to make fun of you, but it just feels wrong. How do you make fun of somebody in a wheelchair? It feels wrong. It does, but I...
No, it doesn't.
Man.
Because y'all are boys.
Yeah.
You my boy, and you went over to your parents' house to help them to help you go to the bathroom.
You're mischaracterizing it, but
you
whatever.
Didn't when you tore your ACL? Didn't you go to your parents' house?
I did. I moved back in with my parents for a
and
month.
Dad helped you go to the bathroom?
No, they didn't have to help me go to the bathroom. I was able to go to the bathroom. I was able to go to the bathroom.
You went over there to him to help you go to the bathroom.
We're at the Buckets and Bets event at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. This is a giant college basketball watch party for the tourney, and it has been awesome. Crowder, we've got this giant TV in front of us. We're watching Alabama versus Robert Morris. We're watching Iowa State versus Lipscomb. We're watching Memphis and Colorado State, which just tipped off. I mean, it is happening right now, and you were able to wheel in to the actual inside of the event.
Yes.
Bro.
That's stupid.
It's basketball heaven in there, is it not?
This is amazing. We talked about this event for months, and now watching it, it's my first day because I missed yesterday. Missed the flights were crazy.
Yeah.
Bro, this is crazy. If you like basketball, if you are – we're at Hard Rock, let's be honest. If you're a gambler, come out here, man, because inside they have the – what's that called? The stadium seating where it comes down to all the screen.
Yeah.
And the four screens. This is wild. You say I got my Florida Gators shirt.
I see you're repping.
We rolling up tonight.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll run through some lines later on. We're gonna have to build some parlays as we're out here. There is a lot going on, but again, they've got giant beer pong over there. Look at Brandon Tobin's weak ass shot.
Hey Tobin, you're a bum. Tobin, you're a bum. Even Terry Rozier would have made that. You bum.
They've got a basketball court. There's activations everywhere, and this is a steal. Look at Joe Rose's wobbly. Hey, how's your old man ankles doing? You okay? You're gonna be in a wheelchair soon, like this guy, huh? You okay?
Joe tried to push me. You make fun of Joe. Joe wore your ass out on the tennis court. I heard plenty of times.
That was like 5 years ago on clay. I mean.
Joe, wear your ass out.
It's genuinely, I mean, think about this, Crowder. For like $150, go to WQAM.com. For like $150, you come here today, tomorrow, or Sunday. You get here at like noon when the games start.
Yeah.
You can be here until midnight when the games are done, and you drink and eat unlimited.
That's crazy.
Bro, like, genuinely, how could you not say,
one feezy?
I'll be there.
Oh, that's crazy. All this stuff is free?
Yeah.
I'm not leaving.
Yeah. That's my plan. Even though I got a heat game tonight.
I'm about to invite some folks. Oh, you got to go. I'm about to invite some folks over here, boy.
I've got a heat game tonight. The Miami Heat, as well. We're going to get to headlines. The Miami Heat have lost 9 straight. Don't worry, though, Crowder. They've only got the Houston Rockets, who have won 8 straight, coming into Kaseya Center tonight. Yeah.
Cade Cunningham was supposed to hit that shot.
Bro.
And it's over your best player.
He's good, that though, was, man.
He had a great game.
He's good.
Cade had a great game, but it's just, who's that? Back to what we talked, who's that guy? We knew Cade was getting the ball at the end.
Yeah.
Who's that guy? Because we saw Bam airball a three a couple games ago.
Yeah.
At the end of the game.
Kept his hand up.
Act like that ball. You knew that damn ball wasn't going in that basket, Bam. And I love Bam to death. Bam's a great player. It's just that guy. Where Cade, that was the epitome of what I'm missing.
Yeah.
Is that dude.
Nah, it's true.
That's all I've been saying for the last couple of years.
It's true. Let's do headlines here. Dan and Jimmy are back in the studio. I appreciate Dan and Jimmy for all their help this week. We'll be out here until 6 p.m. Joe Rose is here. Hollywood, who sat in with me yesterday, is here. Tobin, J-Fig, Marcos, and Leroy are also here. The entire promo staff. Tree, you saw Tree out of retirement to be here for the good events. So it is happening to watch all the tournament games today. Dende, let's do headlines.
Yeah, and they're brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 500 new Volkswagen models in inventory like the Atlas, Tiguan, and Taos. When it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Crowder, your Gators are tipping off against Norfolk State tonight at 6:50.
Mm-hmm. That's an easy win. I can't get too excited about Norfolk State, but that's an easy win.
Let me see. Have you checked out the line yet on that? I imagine they're double-digit favorites, right? Like 16, 17-point favorites.
I want to say one. I want to say 12.
12? Let's see.
Can you find it? Yeah. We're at Hard Rock.
I mean, we're at Hard Rock. There's there's betting galore right now. Thanks to our friends at Hard Rock Bet.
I had to wheel through the casino. Oh, my goodness.
You want to go
over there? Heavy, heavy.
Yeah.
28 and a half points.
28 and a half point favorite.
That's not the game I saw.
So if you want to bet UF on the money line just to win today against Norfolk State, minus 20,000. On the money line.
What did that guy do yesterday?
Against it.
Was it Auburn? He bet $300,000 on the money line?
Some guy, Hard Rock, pushed it out yesterday. Somebody just bet Auburn money line. They bet $300,000. And I think they were only going to win a couple hundred in return, or maybe like 1,000 in return. They won. So I've got a 30%. They know I'm here. 30% profit boost.
They know I'm here.
They know I'm here. It's crazy. It is crazy. 30% profit boost.
They go get me today.
We spoke with John Chapper yesterday, who's the head of communications for Hard Rock Bet, and he told us that, like when you're at the America or at Kaseya Center, they know they'll send you a little profit boost at the Kaseya Center. Like they know what the deal is. Yeah, they're just trying to help you out. Lend a helping hand.
Yeah, they're going to get me today. And if I don't hit them on this basketball, they're going to for sure get this roulette.
What else you got, Dan?
Yeah, quick note, Heat and Rockets tonight at 8 o'clock. Amen Thompson is expected to play for Houston.
Yeah, I know Andrew Wiggins is questionable. I'm trying to check out to see if there's the latest injury report was released at 1:30. Andrew Wiggins upgraded to probable for tonight's game versus the Houston Rockets. That's the most ironic part about this entire trade. Sick of Jimmy Butler, didn't want to pay him because he's not playing games.
Play a lot.
And then you trade for Andrew Wiggins, who really doesn't have, like, career injury problems. I'm sure he's missed games here or there like any other NBA player, but he doesn't have, like, injury concerns. And here he is. He's missed, I think this is game – this would have been game 11 if he didn't play. He's only played in 9. So it's like, there's definitely some irony in that entire situation.
Maybe they're supposed to working them damn boys to death.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I don't know. It's the hardest working, best condition, best blah, 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 whatever Riley says. It might be knocking him in the head.
Mm. Talk about knocking him in the head. Sergei Bobrovsky, he got his third shutout of this month as the Panthers. They defeated the Columbus Blue Jackets 1-0 in overtime. And they also have a timeline for Brad Marchand. Should be back by April 8th at the latest.
Yeah. That's like right around first round series or right before the playoffs start. That game yesterday, Crowder, I didn't watch the entire game, but I watched the condensed game on YouTube, and because I was out here till late watching all the games here, and that game was like, okay, you got Bob shutting out the Blue Jackets, getting ready for the playoffs in that mode, like he's Bob.
Yes.
Oh, okay, we're good. I don't care what happens the rest of the season. Just stay healthy, and we got Bob playing like that. We're good.
I had to get in the car, sit on the runway and whatever it's called, and I got to hear the end of the third period and overtime, and that game was crazy listening to him call it, because the guy, there was a call that I didn't even know what it was when the guy got in the penalty box and then they went into overtime in a power play and all that stuff. Like, bro, it was nuts what was going on. I'm listening like, what is going on here? And then my man, you know, Barky. Barky's going to do what Barky does. But
Barky.
Yeah, that game was amazing. But to be 0-0, and for the other goalie, when they do the three stars of the game, the losing goalie was
a star.
Was a star because it was a shutout lead into the game. Yeah, I got to go back and watch a condensed copy, whatever it is, because I know that game was good.
Well, they're going to play – who do they have next? The Capitals, right, Dan? That's the next game. That closes out their six-game road trip. They can end the six-game road trip This is supposed to be Cat Talk, but whatever. At 3-3, but we're going to get to see your boy whose thighs you love. That's a weird statement, but it's true.
I love Ovi.
Ovi. Obi-Wan Kenobi, baby.
Man, that's a good-looking missing tooth individual.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Marlins pitcher Ryan Weathers is out for 6 weeks with a left throwing forearm strain.
Is that bad? I mean, obviously it sucks, but was he supposed to be in our
rotation guy,
like starting rotation?
Yeah, might have to throw Jansen Junk in there now.
All right. Dan Day, you got to keep us like up to date with the Marlins. So here's my
Jansen Junkin. That's a real person.
His name's Jansen Junk. J-U-N-K.
That's a real human.
We're less than a week away from Marlins baseball, right? Marlins opening day. That's Thursday versus the Padres, Dan.
Pirates.
The Pirates. Thank you very much. And that's right, because Paul Skeens and Sandy are going to throw out the first pitch. So here's my contribution a week to go until Marlins baseball. So some guy, Paulie Metz, on Twitter, he posted a picture. Breaking, new at Mets games this season, the Dog Bowl. For $12.99, fans can get 12 hot dogs stuffed inside of Mets helmets. And there's a picture, and it's a giant Mets helmet, kind of like you would get the Flop Serve in a mini helmet, but it's a giant Mets helmet,
yeah.
And there's just a bunch of hot dogs. This is obviously a joke. He's trolling here. It's AI. Very well done, though. A lot of people thought it was real, and you could definitely see something like this being sold at a baseball game, right? For sure. This doesn't seem, but it doesn't seem that outrageous.
To have 12 hot dogs piled up in a big bowl?
Okay, maybe that is a
little
outrageous.
That's nasty, Solana.
But here's what I thought of this great idea. Marlins, if you're listening to me, hear me out. A helmet filled with croquetas. I mean, attendance issues fixed. Season ticket sales skyrocket. And I even got the AI algorithm to build out, like, you know, a little prototype here. You get – they already sell Islas Canarias croquetas at Marlins home games out in left field at the Budweiser bar.
So just pile them all up in a helmet?
Just start – send them into Lone Depot Park.
Cinnamon
a little
flavor?
Cinnamon, yeah. Send them into Lone Depot Park in bulk. Start – just ship them in. And boom! I mean, look at this.
But nobody wants all that crap,
bro. Mm-hmm. You go out there. You go out there in left field in the recess lounge, and you're telling me I can get
croquetas?
A bottle. I can get a bottle of Tito's, and I can get a helmet filled with Islas Canarias croquetas, the best croquetas in Miami. I just fixed the Marlins' attendance issues right there. Boom!
I don't even know what words you say. Islas Canarias? I don't know what you say.
Islas Canarias is a staple.
Nobody wants 20 croquetas.
Well, you don't.
I do.
You don't appreciate. There we go. Jimmy. Boom.
Yeah, I mean,
boom.
Crowder, think
Jimmy,
about it.
Jimmy, you don't want nothing.
Crowder, boom. You've been drinking for 7-8 innings. You haven't eaten
20?
Anything. Man, I'll take down 15 of them easy.
Because we could get crazy here, right? We can do tequeños. We can do pastelitos. We can start getting crazy here. But here's the thing, Crowder. You eat 3-4 pastelitos, you're full. You're full. You eat 3-4 croquetas, you can eat 8-9 more after that because you just throw them in your mouth. No big deal.
That's
you don't
the
even
with
realize.
The, with the pork toothpaste inside.
That's the thing. You're going to get disrespectful about croquetas, and you're in a wheelchair already, and I'm going to have to dive on you.
Is a croquette the one with the pork toothpaste?
You call it the mushed up ham meat.
Mushy ham. Yeah,
ham, but it's
meat.
not mushy. It's just delicious and it's perfect and it's an absolute delight.
So
an 20, absolute delight.
So 20 mush.
Man,
ham
I can't
meat.
Do this with you, Marlins. Hit me up, Marlins.
It's too much.
Marlins.
Why do you think they don't do gigantic bowls of ice cream?
Marlins, hit me up. Tell me that if you sell.
No.
A helmet filled with croquetas, Islas Canarias croquetas, you will have people in droves out of the ballpark. And then, you know, our old friend Steven.
How much would that be?
I don't know.
$300?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. $1,000. I'll pay it. It doesn't matter.
$1,000.
I'll pay it. Don't care. Don't care.
It's
don't care.
It's not going to work.
I'll sell it for $1,000. You get Mr. Eats 305 out there, the best Miami food influencer. He tries it once. Bro, you've got people in droves going to Marlins games. The Marlins will play the damn Rockies on a Monday night. You have that? Bro, you're going to have thousands of people at that ballpark. Thousands.
All you need is a little carafe or a little tray avocado on the bottom, masa de cerdo on top.
Okay, all right. Our
revolutionized baseball.
Our old friend Steven, who used to produce with us, he had a great idea in response to my Croqueta Field helmet. You know how the Marlins and Flanagans, they've teamed up, a couple of mashups already, widely successful. I've gone every time that they do something, and they kind of bamboozled us the first time because it was just like a guy who looked like Flanagan was throwing out the first pitch, which was the whole thing was ridiculous. But they redeemed themselves. Very well done by Flanagans and the Marlins, and I'm sure there's great things coming. But how about a helmet filled with rib rolls?
Uh-huh. With rib rolls.
With rib rolls. You know, the Marlins rib rolls? A helmet filled with Flanagan's rib rolls.
It's too much.
Boom. Flannies, hire me. Boom.
It's too much. Boom. A mini helmet.
No. Forget the mini. This is the United States. This is the United States of America. We don't do mini anything, all right? We don't do mini anything anymore. Enough with the mini. I want a giant helmet. 100.
100 rib rolls.
Rib rolls.
It's going to be literally $600.
100 rib rolls in a Marlins helmet, and you sit out by the left field bar, and you just
rib rolls.
Jimmy, and Len, and Tree, and we're just
and
eating
we
rib
just
rolls.
Rib roll our butts off. It's too much. It's supposed to be quick snacks.
No, but it's
sporting
not.
Sporting events are quick snacks.
But they're not. See, at an NBA game, at a Heat game, 100%. Popcorn,
quick snacks.
Nachos, whatever. At a baseball game, I mean, you've got all the time in the damn world. I mean, I'm sitting out in right field. I've got 3 hours to what, 2.5 hours now
to eat $600 worth of, I think, a glack quartetta.
Yeah, boom. We're good. Marlins, you're welcome. Hire me. If anybody's listening, Peter Bendix, call me up. I just fixed
Bendix.
Marlins attendance issues.
It's a lineup, Peter Bendix.
What else you got, Dan?
Let's get to weather from the Nemesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. For the most part, clear here in South Florida. Light chance of rain and temperatures in the mid to low 70s throughout the day.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're keeping an eye on the games. Crowder and I are going to try to build a parlay. Mississippi State right now is the 8 seed against Baylor. Baylor up 73-72. There's 30 seconds to go in this game. And how about Alabama, one of your SEC schools? I know a lot of people at Bama going deep into the bracket.
Yeah.
66-65. Bama leads by one with 6 minutes to go against 15 seed Robert Morris.
Top teams come out late. I don't know what that means.
Thanks, Denzel. All right, let's take a break. Crowder, Solana, we're out here until 6 p.m. It's our Buckets and Bets event at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Still tickets available. Go to WQAM.com. We'll take a break. More Hockman and Crowder next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Go watch some black porn.
I'm good.
Hawk and Crowder.
We're at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. It's our Buckets and Bets event. And to my left here, I've got Ol' Assfoot, who rolled up in a wheelchair. And I've got
the
gentleman with the AARP card who helped
for a couple years
Channing
now, my
Crowder,
dad.
Who helped Channing Crowder wheel through our Buckets and Bets event at Hard Rock Hotel
Pretty
and Casino.
Pretty ugly combo right there.
Joe Rose,
It's tough. This is a tough one.
Hollywood didn't believe me yesterday, though, when I was telling him that, yeah, like Crowder's legitimately in a wheelchair. And did you not know that, Joe?
No. And I laughed at first, and I thought the wheelchair, anybody in a wheelchair, I stopped. And I go, is he okay? And then I go, okay, I've known Channing a long time. So after he did this stupid move and realized he's really hurt, he didn't make a big deal about it, but he looked at the wife and said, I got to go to the hospital.
You know what happened.
But he didn't want to show that it might have hurt as bad, but you know in your body.
Joe,
I know when it's bruised a little bit, and I know when something ain't right.
The damn dummy in me, it took 2 days, and Asia had to say, Asia scheduled my doctor's appointment because I refused to go to the hospital because the bruises didn't go down. Joe, you know how it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Bruises will go away, and nothing, no big deal. It was a big deal.
It was.
Yeah, yeah. I got.
How long ago that happened?
This is like 3 weeks. What is that?
Three weeks.
3 weeks Sunday.
So now you take that fast forward to today, and I turn around. There he is in a wheelchair. He's got people coming up to him. And by the way, nobody's around him because he doesn't want anybody to touch the wheelchair.
Touch my wheelchair.
I told him I'll help him up the stairs, and he slapped my hand away.
I don't want help.
Slap my hand away, Joe.
I don't want help. No,
slap
no,
my hand
no.
away.
Joe, I'm on the stairs. Solana put his arm out like we're trying to go to prom.
Right here, I'll help
damn
him up.
Elbow away from me. Need your help. Yeah. I'm a grown up.
Oh, Teddy, I'm glad you're okay, man. Because I did laugh for a second when I heard it. And then I was like, well, if it's serious, you know, then you find out Channy's like in a wheelchair for a year or something, then, you know.
I can't do that, Joe.
No.
I'm a G.
Yeah,
right.
Joe, I heard you and Hollywood a couple days ago talking about Tua, you know, because we're out here partying, we're having a good time, the drinks are flowing. Tua's been having a good time, the drinks have been flowing with Tua as well. Crowder ripped Dolphins fans who were upset with Tua out enjoying his offseason.
I got no problem with that. Yeah. It's ridiculous to think that you can be frustrated with football and injury all you want during the season. And even on a Friday night, although I've been through this, and right away I thought of, I don't think he'll get mad. So I'm doing radio, and I get a guy call in, and the Dolphins are going through one of their mini periods of not playing well. And the guy goes, I can tell you what one of the problems is. They're Coconut Grove last night when the Grove was hot.
Yeah.
And he said, O.J. McDuffie's got a party there, and the whole friggin' team's there. And my wife and I were out on a Friday night, and they're playing Sunday. And, you know, the fans are thinking, Friday night, hell, that was common to go out hard Friday night.
Yeah.
And they're going, no wonder they can't play well. He goes, and we stayed around, and he's given times. So, now, O.J. didn't really, he didn't know much about it till Shoes got on and said, hey, somebody on the radio. You know, everybody rats to the head coach on the radio stuff that you say. Nothing, even back then, it was even worse. And, so O.J. sees me, and it's the same deal. So, Joe, I said, I don't have a problem with it. The guy, that's when we were taking calls, and the guy says, yeah, I can tell you the problem. Friggin' O.J. McDuffie and all his teammates getting hammered at some Coconut Grove hotspot down there at the time. I don't have a problem with that. By the way, I would be the biggest phony in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you had the cocaine back in the 80s. Yeah, just a whole, it wasn't just booze.
I've heard, yeah. So,
look at I don't want to be like our guys went out. We had good records. I think if you're good, you're good.
Good.
It has nothing to do with
good,
a Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday night. They locked us up Saturday night, so you couldn't do any babysitting, extra babysitting.
Yeah.
But I just don't buy that affects how you do on Sunday. It has nothing to do with your play on Sunday,
no.
Unless you disagree.
And Joe, no, I totally agree. And
I don't have a problem off-season with what he's doing.
And the security guard down by the staircase, he'll let you slide up if you get a room on a higher level and you get to bring a lady in. But that's allegedly, Joe.
Yeah, right.
But this is my thing, Joe. The off-season, that's my thing. I can see people being mad at Friday because I used to party. You know, I used to party.
You did.
Yeah, people. Mike Nola one time said, Channing, I can smell the Hennessy. You better not miss a call. I said, no problem, coach.
Yeah.
One eye still closed. I'm trying to make it. But, Joe, this is the offseason. Like, what do they want Tua to do every day? Study film?
I didn't know about that till Woody told me about it this morning.
Yeah.
And I said, are you serious? Like, I had no problem with it.
I mean, you missed six games
You got a problem with him missing games during the year or can't slide or makes a bad throw. Okay, I get it. That's what we do for a living. But he's out with his wife, and they're having drinks and having a good time. Calm down a little bit. Calm down. It's off season. Matter of fact, they haven't even started workouts yet.
It's just off season. You know what? I said yesterday, Tua got about $100 million in the bank, Joe. These people criticizing him, if you put $100 million in their account, they're going to sit at home and break down their film. They're going to enjoy their life when they have an opportunity. That's really what pisses me off about people criticizing athletes. It's where they work hard to be successful, to financially get successful, and now he missed a game. What the hell does that have to do with an excess line of him missing a game and he can't go out and have a drink? And it was at brunch. It was daytime.
Hey,
do brunch.
I'll give you the other one. So Chris Greer calls him in to say, hey, it's not acceptable. You missed six games. I was like, Chris, you think – Chris, of course, a punching bag these days.
Yeah.
Chris, are you serious? Like, you think he's getting hurt on purpose? He's a competitive guy. He works out hard. Nobody ever questions. By the way, that's the first time I ever heard that. The guy works all off season. He works all off season. Lose weight, gain weight, throwing, building himself. He goes and spends time with John Beck, a quarterback coach in California. Like, he's doing everything he can. But, hey, listen, whether we took the right guy, that's a whole different topic. But this thing about this guy in the offseason, because he's making $200-something million, you're on your own on that one.
Yeah,
Joe, they still have a section in Tootsie's for me to this day.
Is that true?
I can walk up to Tootsie's, ask for George, and they give me the room all the way to the right. I know you don't know anything about Tootsie's, but past the bar upstairs to the right. As soon as I walk up, they say, oh, Crowder, you need your section? I say, yeah, I got eight with me. To this day, I've been retired 12 years.
Tanny, it was so funny when you guys, your group of guys would get off and we got in early enough on the plane. And I hear guys going, Big Randy. And the guy's going, I'm on my way. Who's going with me? and it was like.
Big Starks?
Yeah, Randy Starks. I called the president of the club because he's the one to go, all right, who's. Hey, Chan, hey, you guys going, right? We all in on this. We're going to club.
Roddy B? We had a fleet of us now.
No,
we had a pool.
No, no, that it emptied quick. And it wasn't going home. I cracked up, man. I was like, by the way.
So, Solana, to your point, I'm putting you in the position of one of these fans.
Uh-huh.
We play in New England. We get back, 1 o'clock game. We get back at 8 o'clock. Why does it affect the team so much for 10 or 12 guys to go to Tootsie's, eat chicken wings, have a couple drinks? Like, why are y'all upset about this?
Because I want you in the gym 24-7. In the gym 24-7. I want you watching film 24-7. If it's not leading to a damn playoff win, I don't want to see it.
You know what?
I don't want to see it.
You know what's so funny? I was thinking through the years of all the guys had to go through. Vontae Davis. God bless him.
God bless him.
We lost him. And the second-round pick, Sean Smith.
Yep.
They were going out, and they were coming in. They're not close to your time, are they?
Yeah, I played with – they drafted, I think, my third year.
They like those clubs, too.
They partied. The first time
– Now, there's some guys married.
God rest his soul.
Yeah.
The first time Vontae Davis went to Tootsie's went upstairs in Tootsie's, where the VIP was with me.
I
took Vontae because Vontae's been with Vernon.
I didn't realize you guys.
Me and Tay were.
Liked him. He's one of my favorite.
Love Tay.
Favorite guys.
Joe, I saw Tay 3 weeks before he passed, fishing on 84, and I'm out there fishing on 84, just catching bass in the middle of the day. And Vontae rides up, sees me, pulls over. We talk for an hour and a half.
Yeah, he saw me one day walking that damn dog he had. Same thing, and stopped. He couldn't have been nicer. And then we're here one night, and he's over having drinks. I said, you got to tell the story, because he pulled his career the way it ended in Buffalo. He just quit halftime.
I'm good.
Hey, I'm good. And they thought he meant I'm good for the first half. He went in, the team went out, and he's telling the story to these guys I was with, and they're going, it's the greatest story I've ever heard, but it's true. Like, he goes, oh, no. I call my wife at halftime. I said, get a car, and she goes, well, okay, but you got second half. He goes, no, I'm not going back out. I'm going to shower. I'm out of here.
I'm done.
They went out. They didn't even know. The team went back out in the second half. They're going, hey, Nico, Vontae, where? He's gone. There is no Vontae.
Yes.
It wasn't like, hey, I've had enough. I'm going to retire. Guys have quit after games. Hey, you know, I'm just lost.
One of our guys quit not too long ago as well.
Yeah.
What's that? But they
what a topic that's been.
Yeah, but those guys, that's the craziest thing, is thinking that you can't have a good time and perform at a high level. Because, Joe, I see you try to exempt names from a lot of stories. We both know.
There's some great players, and there's one that I really respect, and his son's a high first-round pick. And he loved everything too.
Partied,
I'm not saying he was a great player. His son is on his way to maybe
be better. Yeah, yeah.
No,
I'm not saying his name.
I've partied with a Hall of Fame crew on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
That enjoyed life and had a great time.
And by the way, did not affect the way they played defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go take some snaps so you learn how to catch the ball a couple times.
Listen, Junebug,
Joe Rose,
Joey Porter.
By the way, were you there when Cam? You weren't there for the Cam thing. Weren't there when the team stood up and Cam had that private meeting and Joey Porter stood up and
Jason I was sitting right next to him.
You got better stories than I do. No story. So I hear now from John Beck and Trent Green was the quarterback. And Trent's the one that, like, we're at a game on the road, and the announcers were all sitting around. This a couple years ago. And Trent goes, you know, the craziest story, right, Joe? And Trent's a pretty straight-laced, good guy. And he goes, Cam called a meeting, and he said, Joey stands up, and Jason follows it. And they're like, our problem is you. You suck as a coach. You have no idea. And they're letting him have it. And Trent looks at John Beck, who's, second-round pick, just trying to make in league. He goes, this is not normal. I've been on other teams. This is not normal. You imagine a veteran player looking at the poor rookies out of BYU, where everybody's, you know, you're going from football over to the church, and he looks over, and he says, he said, John Beck said his eyes were huge, and Trent goes, this is not normal.
That's what
crazy.
Yep, that was a joy because there was a fight.
We didn't have any of those.
There was a fight on the plane, and Cam was too scared of his own shadow to step in between the fight, and he tried to make it cool the next week. And he was talking it the next day about what happened on the plane, and Joy was like, no, man, you were sitting there like a church mouse. You the problem on this team. Yeah. And then JT jumped up, and we're like, oh, this goes down. And another thing.
Well, he cut one of the defensive tackles, and those guys got after him. He goes, I'll bring him back. Will that help?
Big truck.
Never heard of a guy getting
big truck. Big keep truck. Joe, I was there.
Oh, man. I got to tell you your story. They don't take a back seat to the old days. Maybe some things, but
yeah.
Damn, not a lot.
And John Beck was so, I guess, I don't even know how to say it, because he's a Mormon.
Yeah.
So we have an appearance
Can
one day somewhere
that?
When he was a rookie.
He was straight edge, though, right? You've
straight
told us. Super straight
line.
Edge.
His
yeah.
father
straight
was edge. Very active in the church, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we get, John Beck comes in. I'm still running the streets, Joe. So I'm out. They had to, we had to go to Bass Pro Shop and, like, fish with kids. So I end up inviting some friends with me to Bass Pro Shop. So I'm wild. I'm talking about sex. I'm going. John Beck ordered a lobster dinner and left because the conversation I was having was too vulgar for him. And he left the dinner and left his lobster sitting on the table, and I end up eating it.
You've got to know your personnel, though, if you're John Beck. Know your personnel. Joe Rose, ladies and gentlemen. Joe, we genuinely appreciate your community service today, wheeling our friend Channing Crowder around.
You know what? It was my pleasure. It was only maybe 500 or 600 yards to get here.
Told me now, come around the back, Joe.
That's my story.
Put me way out there.
Joe, enjoy your mid-afternoon nap after this as well. Are you going to go to the Miami? Have you been to the Miami Open yet? Are you going
today? And
I'll be there tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
I'll hit
great.
You up. All right, cool.
Everything about that tournament, the play and everything else is great.
When you want to get the work on the tennis court, you let me know.
Yeah, all right. Is your knee okay?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, how can a man be that young and have knee problems already?
He's sickly.
Okay, wheelchair. Okay, wheelchair.
Got
no Rose.
Weak
ladies and gentlemen, let's take a break. We're at the Hard Rock Hotel. Take you up until 6 p.m. Our Buckets and Bets event. Thank you very much to the legend, Joe Rose. Two legends chopping it up. Solana and Joe Rose and Channing Crowder out here as well. Hawk and Crowder continues next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You keep up your diet, Croak is in your future.
Hawk and Crowder.